Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 118. I got 99 cookies for the bitch ate one.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onik.
I'm Anvil.
And we are just waking up from our very, very, very long sugar comas that we partook in after eating all that Halloween candy.
We had work.
Yeah, we didn't, no. And there wasn't any good stuff.
No?
No, like candy apples?
No naked women running by.
But I mean, well, actually, I did see a little boy dressed up as a condom.
Broken condom.
Yep.
Anyways.
Which was a fine reminder to their parents.
And Wayne and Garth came in from Winsworth.
Okay.
They were both 6 and 7 years old. We found them candy.
You found them candy.
We had to.
Was it those stupid Werther's originals that the old people like to carry around?
You do realize that, you know, we have some large individuals that work in my establishment. We found them some full-size candy bars.
Especially them diabetics.
And we try to lock some in the psych ward just for their costume.
Yep.
Just for their costume?
Yes.
Were they wearing a straitjacket?
No.
Were they Jason? Were they Michael Myers?
Even, it's the worst costume ever made, and it did make its way around Facebook.
Was it Sarah Palin?
Even worse than Sarah Palin.
Herman Cain?
Somebody went
dressed. House of Erections?
Somebody went dressed as a used sanitation pad.
So
somebody walked around as a used maxi pad.
Oh no, I've seen dirty tampon costumes too.
Yeah, but no. It was a full body, and it came from his mouth, and then straight down the front.
Yeah, same with the used tampon one.
Yeah, but you know, at least you know people don't under you know might not understand what it is. This there was no denying it.
Oh.
This person made it at home, used a sewing machine and everything. They fully thought out this costume.
Cosplay be damned.
Blah.
Yeah.
Anyways, on that note, let's keep going.
So, we got some games to talk about, we got some sports to talk about, we also got beta keys to give away as well.
Beta keys.
Alright, look. I was playing a video game the other day, they told me to find the beta key and you have it.
Mm-hmm.
I spent 3 hours looking for that beta key, and it wasn't there.
Well, technically, you're not supposed to have the beta key, because it's for our lovely listeners out there.
Oh, that's not cool. Is that why you're hiding it from me?
Yes.
What game is this for?
It's for Steam.
It's under Steam.
Yes, it's under Steam.
I've never played that game.
No. Steam is a Steam-powered engine. Is just a whole setup from Valve that... You know, you're actually able to download games and keep them on your computer. Yep. I have it on my laptop.
So do I.
But I can't use it because this thing is a piece of shit.
My laptop went home yesterday.
Oh, finally!
And I have a Mac, and most of the games don't come out for Mac until, like, a year afterwards.
That went right over everybody's head, thank you.
Well, I know you've been getting that damn computer fixed for, like, almost a year. How long did it take you to break it again?
2 seconds.
I wasn't talking about a computer. I was talking about a laptop.
Yeah, it was here.
And it went home yesterday.
Yeah, that kind of laptop.
A laptop.
Yeah.
Meaning lap dance of sorts.
Whoa, there's no dancing involved.
All right, a lap boning.
What?
Dude, why do you have to make it sound dirty? Laptop works.
I'm trying to make it as filthy as possible.
All right.
In the most cutest way.
Speaking of lap bonings, I guess. No.
Well, speaking of what he's talking about, dude.
God damn it.
Why is there a sock rock hard on your floor?
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
And there's a robe, too. It was bored stiff.
Anyways.
That's what your girlfriend was saying last night.
That was which one?
Let's see.
Anyway. Anyways, so let's start off with video games, because we like, you know...
We like video games.
Video games.
We like playing with joysticks. Controllers?
Controllers, yes.
That just went really dirty for a second.
Oh, we've been dirty for the last 5 minutes. Anyways.
Well, it still doesn't beat what happened last week with Pandalicious on the show.
Yeah, punching me in the face. Does that work? Yeah.
Yeah, let me help you.
Okay, right? Oh! All right, anyway.
That was just a love tap.
No, it wasn't. That was pretty strong. It's like, you never mention anything like, oh, I don't have a PS3. Okay. Oh, okay, I don't have a
PS3. Buy one.
It's $250 now? Okay,
yes, I'll put up a $250. Now you can buy one, yes.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about Saint Rose. This wasn't
Saint
officially...
Saint Rose the Third.
Saint Rose the Third was not officially...
Is this some ritual fancy bitch?
Saint no, Rose they tried to make it seem,
Saint Rose the Third.
You know, because what it is you're a street gang, and you've worked your way up, especially from, like, the first game, it worked your way up to the top, and then stuff happened, and it knocked you back down to the bottom, you're in prison, you come back out in the second one, you kick ass, take names, and you take over, you know, the streets and whatnot. Now, apparently, this is going to be a newer area that they're working on, and it's going to be just a hell of a lot more... Just awesomeness.
I saw the presentation at E3. It's once again going to prove that it is the best open world series out there.
Yeah. Mr. I went to E3.
I can't stop watching the commercial every time it pops up. You know, like, you know, they have laugh my fucking ass off. You know, in the back, playing in the background, and the girl's dancing and showing off her stuff, and she's running around with the Doomsday Fist, I think they're called, or something.
The Apocafist.
Yeah, the Apocafist. Yeah, all you have to do, they look like those big Hulk fists that you can buy. So you just walk around and you can go over and you just smash somebody and they just explode. You hit cars, you can knock them like 5 miles away. And then, of course,
there's the Professor Genki's Manapult.
Yep, the Manapult is going to be one of my favorite things, especially, I suggest, it's going to come out November 15th, so you got to put in on and put your money down on it, so then you can at least get that as a pre-order special.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually putting down my $100 on the actual headset setup, but the only problem about that...
Okay, and this is my same problem
as well.
It's
a voice changer, but it doesn't work with the Xbox Live.
Oh, okay.
It's apparently you can't use it online.
Well, I know you couldn't use it on Xbox, but I didn't know it was a voice changer.
It was a voice changer, something along those lines, and the headset, you know, it just looks like another badass headset. That's basically what it is.
You see, I took a look at it, it wasn't, like, as cool, or... It didn't look like it was my money's worth compared to when I got the collector's edition of Arkham City.
Yeah, but I went for it, I don't care. I'll put it in a review because I'm actually going to have some time to do some stuff like that.
Right. No way.
Well, I know.
We'll have to test it out on a future podcast episode, the voice changer.
Yeah, and then along with that, I'm going to be doing, what do you call it? Probably working on Battlefield 3 and Modern Warfare 3. I'm going to be working on those as well because that's coming. Modern Warfare 3 is coming up, and I just bought. Work has been so tough for me lately, so it's one of those things where. You get out at 7 a.m., and, of course, the store that you put your money down on doesn't open until 10 o'clock, and it's not on the way to work, so it was kind of like one of those things, and I was able to pick it up yesterday, but I still have not gotten out of the packaging, and I'm really pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm working on trying to get things, you know, I'll get that unraveled today.
Yes.
And start playing it. I'm going to be in my bomb shelter playing that for the next
3 days. And he gets home, his house is... broken into and the game was stolen.
Oh man, I would kill somebody.
He's gonna pull like a whole Clockwork Orange, put those things on his eyes so he can stay awake while playing it for like 24 hours straight.
Yeah, but back to Saints Row. This thing was not actually a demo. It was more like one of those things you just customize your character now.
Yeah,
which is actually a good idea. I like this idea a little bit better because of the fact that as soon as you start the game, you'll have your character made.
Yep.
So
it's called Initiation Station.
Yep.
You can upload it And I tried it, and I had my character looked exactly like me, went to upload it, it said uploaded completed, went on to my SaintsRose.com, it wasn't there.
Really?
Really. I was kind of pissed off because I worked my ass off to make it look like me.
Well, maybe
it even has that stupid hat that I wear that you hate.
It has the fedora?
No,
the popper hat.
The popper hat.
Oh, wait, yeah, okay, I remember seeing that one on the list.
The one that, you know, he's not allowed to bring next week?
Yes, or otherwise he will get thrown in the cage.
All right, find me a nice, like, sort of sock hat of sorts. Like a traditional winter hat. Fine.
Yeah? Yeah.
But it was really cool.
Did you shave your balls?
No.
Over your head.
I have a really bad scar, so that wouldn't really work out.
Me too. I got that giant lump that just sits there in the middle. I skinned my head and people have noticed it more.
He's got a rhino head.
Look.
Right there?
No, right here.
I don't see it, dude.
Run your finger along the top of my head.
Oh, yeah.
Will you stop touching him? Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, it kind of feels like how I have this on my finger.
Dude, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's like a little horn.
Mm-hmm. So why aren't you called Rhino on our show, then?
I've got my character.
That's my nephew.
Oh. Yeah, Saints Row the Third. It's looking pretty good. Can't wait for it. I'm gonna have it when it comes out. He's gonna have it when it comes out. Maybe we can work on a dual review of sorts.
I'm gonna steal it when it gets out.
Well, I put up my character, so yeah.
Let me see.
Let's see what you look like.
All right. Well,
looks like a hooker.
I am a hooker.
Looks like his mom in a miniskirt with a cheetah top.
It would be.
Yep.
I made it public, so if you want to download my character.
Somebody wants to. Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
We can download Blue?
Yeah, someone can download Blue on it. Can play him. They can play with him. They can shoot him out.
Stop that.
They can shoot him out of the cannon.
Yep.
What?
So we can play with him?
Well, I can't make it all big like I would like to, but it doesn't... That's what she said, I know. But anyways, it's, you know, my character, I made him, you know, kind of simple. I threw some nice tattoos on him. I got, for his right arm, I got Blue Tribal, you know, and then I got, like, it's actually a pretty cool tattoo. It's like a skeleton hand. And then the other side is Hate on his knuckles with black and Black Tribal on the left hand. You know, I just wanted to put out and make a good character. His hair's blue, of course. His beard's blue. His eyebrows are blue. Gray, actually. I felt that it really contoured his face. And he's got scars all over his face, so it works out pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, how you wish you could look.
Yeah, you know, on a daily basis.
Did you make him skinny?
I made him a little bit heavier set, but I also was able to make him more jacked. So it's really impressive what you've been able to do with these characters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I also put his shirt as Saint Rose shirt, right? Mm-hmm. And it shows down the line of, like, actually almost kind of like my shirt right here, except
the Mass of Fortune one.
Yeah, it's like it goes down, like, you got rocket launcher, machine guns, you know, down all the way to a small pistol, and then it has a Saint Rose symbol up on the right side. And it's, you know, they did a pretty good job with that. And I mean, like, the customization of the character is just nonstop.
Yes.
You cannot make the same character. There's no way in hell you can do it.
Yep.
And you can actually randomize the character's faces and stuff too. And
mm-hmm.
It's pretty
simple. Go man, woman. You can make the woman naked if you want.
Yep.
You would.
Yeah. But I mean, all in all, with what I've been looking through, like for the videos and whatnot, this looks like a damn good game.
Yes.
It looks good. I'm hoping that once I get it and I'm able to play it and whatnot, I'm not going to be disappointed.
I cannot wait to play that one level where it's like that scene from Shoot 'Em Up where you're having a gunfight with everyone in the air.
Okay, the thing about that is I've been always like asking people, I'm like, hey, have you seen that movie Shoot 'Em Up? And they're like, no. I'm like, how have you not seen the awesomeness of Clive Owen?
And Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti, of course. Kicking ass and taking names in this movie. And it's one of those things where you have to see it to believe it. You know, I don't think this was meant to be one of those awesome movies, but it was a definite gun porn movie. So
yes, gun porn.
It's great. But there is a part where in the new videos that they were able to put out where it's a plane scene. So, you know, you fight through the way, you get to the back of the plane, you jump out the back, well, you don't really jump out the back, you kind of get knocked out the back because of the fact of what happens. and you're free falling, and you're shooting things out of the sky to keep you going down because your girlfriend, you know, Ashanti, yes, has fallen out of the plane and stuff like that. So you got to go and save her.
Yep.
It is just absolutely amazing what happens afterwards. I don't want to ruin it, but if you go on to, like, saintrose.com or otherwise, if you're able to go...
Ruin it.
No.
No.
Anyways.
Anvil want to know.
Anvil will know in a moment.
Yes. Anvil will play the game.
Yeah.
Don't promise.
Anyways, but... For the most part, you just go to St. Rose, you put in your birthday and whatnot, if you're old enough.
Yeah, I don't have a birthday. I wasn't born.
You were hatched.
Exactly.
Anyways, but for the most part, just go and check it out. You'll enjoy it and whatnot. They have some amazing videos up there. It gives you more insight in the video. I mean, even goes from the first official video that they put out about 6 months to a year ago, which was just the infamous punch in the balls. It was just, St. Rose third! And then the guy just screaming in horror pain, and then, you know, same rooms.
Now, have you seen the new commercials that were directed by Tim and Eric?
No.
You should be scared. Yes. Let me... I know you...
Wait. Was this the one with Pimps and Gimps? Because that one was cool.
No, this was the one where it's like Professor Genki's game show.
Oh, no, I did see those. Those are scary.
Yep.
Those are really scary. I don't
dog
know if
parade,
I like it.
Dog parade. Dog parade.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You see, okay. I like Tim and Eric. I love Tom Goes to the Mayor. I hated Awesome Show, Great Job. Despite the fact that it had these amazing guests on it.
I'm just... I don't know. I think the Tim and Eric show should go away.
It is. It's gone. There's no more episodes.
No, I mean, like, they should blow it off the face of the earth. I'm sorry, I love this commercial. Especially the guy in the ape suit and a fucking chain gun. And her! Oh my god! Those are the clobber fists that I was telling you.
You mean the apocryphus?
Apocryphus, fine. But yeah, I mean... The setup that they have on this is just absolutely amazing, you know?
That was the one you were talking about.
Alright, the plane one? Let me dig that one up.
That's a pretty long video, so like...
Well, we could just keep it playing in the background, whatever.
That means watch. Blue... Well, you and Blue talk about video games. I can sit here and watch it.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't sit here looking bored.
Okay. So while we do that... sorry. Why don't we talk about a game that I've been talking about so much these past few months since playing it at PAX East and at E3. Now I have it in my hands. Jimmy Johnson's Anything with an Engine.
I don't see it.
It's upstairs.
But you say it was in your hands.
It's a metaphorical thing.
Stop going metaphorical. People don't want metaphors.
They're
legit.
Okay. Watch video. He and I will talk. So, for those of you who are familiar with the Anything with an Engine, or don't know about it,
rather,
it's basically Redneck Mario Kart. You got Jimmy Johnson, one of NASCAR's most popular races out there, and these eclectic bunch of characters. You had the dude in the bathtub, and the rocket guy, and the sumo wrestler riding on a toilet, and the dude in the bear suit.
Yep, I was rocking the guy in the bear suit because he had a couch.
And you race in various different modes. You got your classic modes, you got Matador mode, which is you got four races on one side, four races on the other side, and on occasion you're gonna collide with one another while you're racing around the track.
Keep going.
Then you got survival mode, which by the way, if you play online and you lose, you turn into a robotic chicken that you can chase the other racers with and try to blow them up.
Okay, what's up with the chicken?
I don't know. That it's Jimmy Johnson's idea.
Okay, then.
He must love his chicken.
Is it a rubber robotic chicken?
I don't know if it's rubber.
God damn.
I haven't played it online yet.
Is it latex?
I just said I don't freaking know.
No, dude. You said you didn't know if it was rubber. So I asked if it was latex.
Well, if I don't know if it was rubber, I wouldn't know if it was latex either.
Was it made in China?
The fireworks were.
Actually, yeah, the fireworks were. That actually was stated in the game. So Here you go, Billy.
Did Butterbean eat it?
Yes. All right.
So what I like about this game is it's not one of those types of racers where if you go into first place, you can just go super far away and not have to worry about anybody catching up with you. No, this is literally like neck and neck racing. Throw each other laps. And you basically don't know what's going to be coming around the next corner when it comes to each lap. It could change or...
Oh, yeah, well, I figured that out because more or less it kept changing on me. Or, it had shortcuts because what it is for some reason, they've kind of turned it into like a game show. You know, it's like you're playing the game and there's the audience. So, like, when you're doing stuff, you're getting votes.
Yes.
So it's drive around, get your votes, and what it does is it helps you increase on getting, like, stuff like... landmines.
Yeah,
landmines. You get rocket.
Nitro,
stuff like that. You know,
and so, then the rammer.
You know, it's one of those things where it's just trying to.
I love about the missiles and the mines, each are custom to the character you're playing as.
Yeah, so if you got the construction guy, it's got a construction wall. If you got the girl with the coffin box, yep. You know, set up, it drops her big lips or something like that.
Yeah,
which is kind
of
weird, but
also kiss of death.
Yeah.
Kiss of death.
And then, like, her her missiles are bats.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
And I have, like, the rocket dude, so the... So the... What is it called? The mine is... The mine's a big, giant World War II-style rocket.
Oh, yeah.
And then the missile are just regular missiles. But you had the bear.
I had the bear. His missiles was pizza, and his landmine was a TV. Which, you know, what it is I figured that when you're racing, yes, you can have the TV on the back, you know, like, it's good, but I think that slows you down. It's one of those tactical things where, yes, it's good to have that on you, but that's closer near the end of the race to, like, you know, do that. But it does help you, like, saying if a missile's coming in, it will blow it up and not, you know, affect your racing.
Right. What I like about the game, too, is it has the pit stop sort of setup.
Yeah. And you have to jam, you have to jam your finger on the Y button just to get it to, you know, fix your vehicle and whatnot. So
which adds a little bit of realism to this cartoonish sort of video game.
Yeah.
So I've been playing it for the past couple days. I'm going to be planning to write a review of this next week. It should be up hopefully by this coming Thursday. I've been talking about it like crazy. I've been saying, yes, this is going to be an awesome title, while worrying a little bit about it being like, what if it's going to suck? Because that happens. I can breathe a sigh of relief by saying, this is the real deal.
Yeah. It is definitely one of those hardcore games, and, once I get my hand done and whatnot, I'll probably end up playing it to death, because it's challenging. I mean, I've been pissed off for the past couple days, so, I mean, playing it today... And this fat fuck over here, you know, jinxing me while I was playing. Yeah. More or less when I was playing, he goes, I wonder if he's going to come in at the end. And he comes in at the very end. Thank you, Jimmy, you know, for making me really pissed off. And apparently they have it best 2 out of 3. So,
yes,
I got screwed again at the end and was unable to do that. Good suggestion on the using nitrous a little bit too early.
I'm sorry.
Jerk. But yeah, for the most part, it is a very interesting game, and I enjoyed it. It was pretty fun.
And what's cool about this title is that it's not $60 or anything. It's only 30.
Yeah, I don't think he was going for the money. He was going for the fun.
Right. It was originally supposed to be an Xbox Live PSN title.
Yeah.
But then they added more stuff to it, so they made it more a retail release. And there's going to be more racers that you can purchase later on as the months progress, one of which is talk show host Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, nice.
And the proceeds from those actually goes to the American Red Cross.
Nice. So that's the beauty of this. It's like, you know, he's been able to take from creating a video game that people will be able to love and play and whatnot to, hey, we're helping people on the side there that needs blood transfusions, anything to help with that. You know?
Yes.
I'll do it. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely one of those setups that it's... I think it's better than Mario Kart.
I'm saying it, too.
I'm going to have to say it's better than Mario Kart.
It's what I've been saying. It's a Mario Kart killer.
Yeah, it's... Mario Kart really hasn't put out another real good Mario Kart for a while. I mean, I know that they've got, like, you know, the small little friggin'...
3DS one coming out.
3DS one coming out, but... Where's the one for the actual Wii? You know, well, where the hell's it going?
Well, we have the Wii one already.
No. I'm saying, why haven't we gotten a newer one? Why haven't we got a better Mario Kart?
It'll be up for Wii U.
No, not good enough for me.
Okay.
I kill you. I'll come over the table.
Well, remember,
I want a better one for Wii.
Okay.
It doesn't have to go for Wii U. I want it for Wii.
Okay. But I'm just saying, or what we're trying to say is, this game has managed to do what Sony or Microsoft themselves haven't been able to do.
Failed at, you know, especially with, you know, trying to go against the Mario Kart, you know,
franchise.
Yeah.
This is the start of a beautiful new franchise, and Jimmy Johnson should be really proud of himself that he put himself into it so much that it's made it a very fun and unique experience.
Yeah.
So, I do have to say one little teeny tiny itsy bitsy complaint about the game, and it's the use of the Nitro button. They should have just had an RB and not heavy double tap. Because what if you mess up?
Yeah, double tap, you know, sometimes is a pain in the ass. You know, because what it is I'm used to doing that, but what it is, the control setup, like your X button,
yes,
that's your missiles.
Yes.
Your B button, that's your...
mines.
Mines, and then A is your RAM, and then Y...
is for your pit stop.
Yeah, is why you're doing the pit stop, but that could have been your button to go, and then the RB, or it could have been two as well, so it's just... But they just decided to go with double tap.
Right.
But that's
it's a minor, teeny, tiny intubation complaint that doesn't take away from any of the experience that we've had with this game.
Yeah.
So far, like, I'm going to dive deep into it more, but so far I can easily give this like a 4.8 out of 5.
With my play today, with my aggravation level and whatnot, I won't give it I'll give it a 4.4. I mean, I haven't been able to play it as long as I would like to, but
right,
I'll give it a 4.4 with my aggravation level today, because I've just been kind of a little bit pissed off and stressed at the same time, but...
Right.
But I'll give them that. I'll give them that, because, you know, but I mean, for the most part, yeah.
So,
on a good happy day right now, I would have given it like a 4.9.
Okay.
But 4.4 right now, just because I was kind of pissed off because this bad fuck over here is still screaming.
Yes.
But anyways.
So, speaking of frustration, aggravation.
Okay.
The demo that I got to try out would have maybe helped you out with that.
No.
But relaxation, Deepak Chopra's Leela. It's a not game for Kinect from a spiritual guru. It's basically a game that has you meditate.
Okay. So, you're playing... Are you playing with the Kinect?
Yes.
Okay, so you're playing with the Kinect, and you have to do the... I don't get it.
Okay.
How do you meditate while on Kinect?
All right, so there's this demo had a play mode and a meditation mode. In the play mode, you had to move your hips sort of like left and right slowly to help make this little giant planet like grow the trees and the relaxation pictures of the trees growing in the rain and the sunshine, doing that, helping you calm down of sorts. Yes, I'm trying not to laugh too because of this. And then meditation mode has you sitting down and actually practicing proper breathing exercises.
Yeah.
And yes, the colors are nice and bright to help with the relaxation. The controls do read the body movements. Even while in the sitting position, I will, let me just say, it still read me while I was sitting down on the ground.
So it still read you while I was sitting on the ground. Well, that's because that camera could move.
The camera didn't move.
Really?
Really.
Interesting.
But it's hard to really just talk about this game without snickering over the fact that it's basically a spiritual guru type of game that gamers wouldn't play.
Yeah.
This is something for yoga fitness dudes. People looking for... I don't do yoga, dude.
Yes, you do. Don't lie. Anyways.
But it does...
Not that kind of yoga.
That's making yogurt.
Oh, dude. Are you trying to ruin yogurt for me?
Yes.
If Spaceballs haven't done it... Watch now. Just go ahead and watch. Anyways, keep going.
You do your part while I watch.
Having said that, this could be sort of a good game to play, mm-hmm, or not game to play, if you just keep getting your ass handed to you by a 10-year-old playing Modern Warfare 3.
Well, yeah.
Like, if you need to calm down, this could be good for that.
Okay.
But
it's your own version of a happy place, I guess.
Yes, so this game will help you find your happy place.
Yeah, we can go.
So, for this demo, While I'm joking about it, I think it's a really cool idea. I give it a 4.5 out of 5.
With my idea on this one, I give it a 3 probably. I don't know. I mean, I know that there's kind of like a whole thing where, you know, it being a gaming console, but meditation, I don't know if you're going too far in that one.
Well, who knows? You never know. It could wind up being pretty good.
I'm scared. Fine. Anyways.
So, one of the other Kinect games I got to try, my favorite furry bastards, the Rabbids, are back.
Well, at least now, this time, it's not going to just be on, like, Wii, really.
Right. Well, this is a 360 exclusive.
Yeah.
Rabbids Alive and Kicking. And it uses, like, this sort of augmented reality in order for users to interact with the Rabbids. And then, this demo, you are given one level of three of the different mini games you can play.
Yeah.
But there are more than three, of course. One is called Guitar Zero, where you basically play air guitar in a Guitar Hero sort of setup. You gotta make sure your hand's in the right place and you're like strumming it like you used to do when you were a kid playing.
Not that kind of strumming, you sick fuck.
And you gotta bring as many rabbits as you can to watch you rock out.
Stop that.
Then there was Whack-A-Rabbit, which I think you have had a lot of fun with, where you gotta look on the ground and you gotta stomp on the rabbits that pop out.
Okay, so it's like Whack-A-Mole.
Yes, but you use your feet.
Okay.
And sometimes they'll come on the screen, you gotta whack them, and they'll break through.
Alright, sounds good.
And then there's Silhouette, which could be fun if you have a couple ladies with you, where you gotta twist you and your friend's bodies together to make the proper shape to scare the rabbits away.
Okay, so you're gonna make Twister.
Yes. Okay. So you're like, oh, try your best to make sort of like a tentacle shape, or oh, try to make a monster, or Frankenstein.
An Oogie Boogie.
Yes. Now, the game, this looks like it's going to be a fun game to play with friends, but alone, not so much. But the graphics of the Rabbids, they look exactly how they should. Like, if you play it on the Wii, if you see them, the commercials and whatnot, it was like, they're okay, but they don't look graphically
fluid?
Yes, they don't look
so
fluid.
So, this is with it on Wii, but how is it looking on Xbox?
Perfect. It looks exactly how a rabbit should.
Yeah, like, that's the whole thing that I've been also pushing with Wii. Wii hasn't been able to put their graphics up there.
Because it's not as powerful as the 360 or PS3.
Yeah, well, that's one of those things that they should have probably put into it, you know, seeing that I'm a graphics-type whore. I need good graphics in order to keep me going in the game.
Which is why they learned their lesson. They're doing this with the Wii U, which is going to be graphically better than the Xbox 360 or PS3.
Now, for them to, like, do this for Xbox and whatnot, I'm kind of happy seeing that, now you're saying that, what they put in their commercials, you know, the graphics in their commercials,
yes.
Those little characters really look like they're right in the room.
Yep.
They look like, you know, they could cause some havoc right now.
That's what's so awesome about this game, because you're watching yourself play, and it does look like the rabbits are in there with you.
Yeah.
So, for this demo, I could give it a 4 out of 5. Like I said, it would be great for parties, but if you're playing with yourself, I'm not sure. But I do want to see another Rabbids Adventure game soon as well.
Yeah, they should probably put out that for, you know, for the regular play and whatnot.
Right, because the last couple of games have been party-based titles, and I want to play more Rabbids Adventures. Okay. Anvil?
No.
Anvil?
No.
You see, Anvil played Lego Harry Potter for years 5 and 7, the demo version of that.
5 through 7.
5 to 7. 5
through. 5 to.
And I went a little bit hands-on with this at E3, and I found it to be okay. I didn't see it jumping or up in the ante from the previous Lego Harry Potter game. But Anvil.
Yeah.
Seeing as you're the only person in this room who played the demo for this.
Yep.
Why don't you talk about it?
I played Harry Potter, the Lego game.
In 500 words or more.
I played as Harry, Ron, and her hiney.
You mean Hermione?
Yeah, but she had a nice hiney.
Yeah.
Alright, so you open up and you know, basically, you find out that because of you, a woman was kidnapped.
Yes.
But in order to knock on the door, you have to solve a few little puzzles, which one is scare away vines, which you need Harry for, and then getting the cat to dig, which is her hiney.
Yes.
Ron's kind of useless for most of it. Actually, for almost 95% of it.
Yeah, well, like usual.
That's gingers for you.
Hey, 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 hey. We have some very nice ginger friends. So. Then I do all that, and I kill some really cool birds, and they give me some cool things. And we go in the house, and the dude's a total whack job. It's like the duck over here. So, we do a backstory. We're in another world. But this guy keeps making us solve puzzles, and eventually you go to a bed and you make the float.
Yes.
And there's a silhouette, well, a body in there. You think it's a body, but there's no head.
Yep.
And then you open up a closet, same thing. The dude is dressing up as his wife. And then you get attacked, and it ends. So, I played the game.
Okay. What'd you think of the control-wise?
It wasn't bad. You know, easy maneuverability. Mm-hmm. It could have used more instruction.
Well, remember, this is the demo, so...
Of course. But I was able to figure everything out on my own.
Okay.
For the most part.
Yeah. Well, actually, I did complete it.
Okay. Yes.
So... This is a title I would play again.
Now, as a fan of Legos...
Whoa, who said I was a fan of Legos?
You've told me.
Dude, I haven't touched Legos since I was like 3.
Well, as someone that grew up on Legos, then.
No, I grew up on a bed. And a house.
Who grew up playing with Legos?
Well, alright, I'm gonna shut up now, because I can continue on, but we're not gonna do that.
As someone who grew up playing with Legos, uh-huh. How did you feel this game's presentation was?
Didn't look anything like the Legos I played with.
Yeah, I know. They were actually flexible.
Yeah.
Like other things I like to play with.
You whore.
Yes, you whore.
Hey, you set it up. I just hit the home run.
Okay. So, what do you give it? 0 out of 5. What do you give for this demo?
A 4.2 out of 5.
Okay.
I will actually play the full game if we do get it.
All right.
I won't go purchase it myself because I don't buy video games.
That's because you don't have any systems.
My brother has an Xbox 360.
Your brother does.
I can steal it. Okay. Called Grand Theft Xbox 360.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. Well, speaking of Grand Theft, what did you think of the new trailer that came out for Grand Theft Auto 5?
Segway!
Yeah, Segway. Anyways, the Grand Theft Auto 5 trailer... I have to say, it does look impressive on the graphics, but yeah, yes. I saw that on Grand Theft Auto 4, and, you know, the graphics were phenomenal through the commercials.
Yes.
And for them to say probably actual game footage, okay, maybe now I'll believe it.
Okay.
But with the new one, but Grand Theft Auto 4 kind of had some empty promises with it. So I'm just trying to figure out where they're going with the new one. And it was, you know, like I said, like we read on, you know, on the B3 thing.
Yes.
Ray Liotta. What's
yes.
going on with that? You know,
they're saying it's not him, but...
It sounds like him.
Yes.
It sounds a hell of a lot like him, but...
Yep. So is this Tommy Vercetti grown up with a family?
Yeah.
Trying to have a new life, but just when he thought he was out, they pull him back in?
Okay, yeah. So let me ask. Grand Theft Auto or Saints Row?
Saints Row...
Saints Row, because it's... I have to say that it's gone on a fun factor. I mean, the serious factor of Grand Theft Auto 4 was great. I wasn't able to play all the other add-ons, like, you know, the
Lost in the Damned.
Ballad of Gay Tony and, Lost in the Damned with the motorcycle setup.
I played the motorcycle.
Well, that's good. But for the most part...
Awesome.
But for the most part, they weren't able to put... You know, as much as I thought they could have done with that game.
Right.
I mean, okay, the storyline was pretty good.
Yes.
I have to say that it was really good. It was it kept my interest, you know, and I was able to go through everything and beat. But Saint Rose 2, it's like nonstop fun. You can keep going. You know, you can hop in a cop car and pretend that you're a police officer and run around and beat the crap out of people with a cameraman watching you do everything.
Yep,
and then. Okay, how cool is it, how many times have you wanted to go in Grand Theft Auto and take that big friggin' vehicle, like a septic tank, and drive it around and squirt everybody with it?
Yep.
Do that in Saints Row 2. The brainlessness of Saints Row 2, of running around and having fun, that is what I'm talking about.
Right.
You could go and play that game,
some people...
and it's really friggin' so to the point where it's so unrealistic... that you can't really kind of do that in real life.
Right.
It's something that you wish could happen. Stop that. But then, you know, they've done a great job with the St. Rose series. Grand Theft Auto, okay, it's gone up and through its leaps and bounds. It went from, the old days of watching it from,
above,
like, a dot running around on the friggin' screen.
Yeah, old school Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto 3, where the guy was, you know, you could actually see this blocked character running around, no emotion, never talked a damn word,
yeah,
all that other stuff, and then it finally gets into, you know, the add-ons on that aspect from all theirs, and then finally Grand Theft
Auto. What was your favorite?
I did like Liberty City, but I did want, what was it?
I think my favorite so far has been Vice City. I dislike the whole Scarface-inspired style to the game.
Yes, that drop back is pretty good. And
I remember when I first got to use the chainsaw.
One of my old bosses, he always loves to go to the beach and take a golf club to grandma and all the people on roller skates when they're walking around. But what were you going to say, Anvil?
I think my favorite might have been San Andreas.
That's because of the hot coffee mode.
Wait, is this the one where that's CJ, right?
Yeah, CJ.
Yeah, I prefer CJ. And Samuel L. Jackson was in the game, too.
But you actually had to take him to the gym and lift weights. You had to go get food, you know. You actually had to play it like a real
game. As your guy gets bigger with muscles, you get fatter while sitting on the couch. So, yes. Yeah, I mean, there was that aspect. I think if they could take the... If they could take... You know, let's put it this way. If they... with the new Kinect system and whatnot, if you were to add that with the Grand Theft Auto thing of working your character out and stuff like that, you would be working out too. Not just making your character stronger, but yourself.
So make Grand Theft Auto Connect.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Like, get a weight bench, put some weights up, it's like, alright, let's do this.
I think what they're going to have to start doing is, you know, same for, like, the moving part, like, get a manual treadmill. Like, have it set up so when you're walking, it walks with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're running, you're running.
Yes.
You know, it's gonna have to get to that point where it's just not, we're not just sitting there.
Yep.
You know, when you play your video game, you're putting your whole damn body into the thing, or otherwise you're just gonna be a fat, lazy bastard.
Get hookups for the ankles and the wrists, and you're sitting there throwing the punches.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Neck. Something that, you know, that was the other thing that I was looking for was...
I mean, that's what I liked about with the Wii and the running aspect of doing the Wii Fitness part. You could actually move your arms.
He's getting winded thinking about it.
But that was with the controller set up and
whatnot. Yeah, which is...
And it was kind of a bulk factor. And I was thinking that, seeing with the Kinect setup, that's a little bit easier. You don't have anything connected to you. You're the controller, as it says.
Right.
But now
which is why you liked how the Kinect Sport Season 2 golf was.
Oh, yeah. I liked the golf part. The tennis was... I felt was a little off.
He couldn't...
Fudge you. Anyways, the whole tennis part was the one thing that I had an issue with. The golf part... Actually, I felt like I was golfing. Like, I didn't have to hold a stick in my hand or hold a controller and afraid that it was going to get tossed in through your nice little TV there. But, you know, it actually had a setup where you could just move a little bit over and then you'd be able to set up your shot and then you swing right through and whatnot. Not, crap, I shot it off to the right side and I didn't even think I moved that way. So, I don't know, it's just one of those factors that, you know, when you're playing the games, you just want to be able to have it work with you and not fight you too much. Give you a challenge, but not to the point where you're frustrated and you want to put your fist through the TV or kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've gotten almost to that point a couple times.
Yep.
Thank you, video games, but
yes,
I have not shown the violence part of it.
So,
much.
Let's just say, for Grand Theft Auto 5, you really gotta up the ante if you wanna impress us.
Yeah, especially with St. Rose 3, the third coming out. I mean, I know that Grand Theft Auto 5 is gonna be coming out probably next year.
Yes.
There's no way that they're gonna be able to put it out now, but...
Yep.
But from the graphics and whatnot that I saw, I was kind of impressed.
Okay. Alright. Are you ready for some little beta giveaways?
No.
I guess so.
So, as we said last week... We are giving away a beta key to our listeners for the Steam game Defenders of Ardania from Paradox Entertainment. Teg wrote a review about it, said it was great. Remember, if you grab this key, you gotta start your Steam client, go to Games in the main menu, and select Activate a Product on Steam and enter this code. Remember, this code is first come, first serve, and you must move quickly to get this key. Now, here's this week's code, and remember, all the letters are capitalized. B4LYL-WZRLJ-P06RY. Okay, go and grab it. Shall we move on to sports?
I'm just showing him the Grand Theft Auto 3.
Oh, okay.
I mean 5. Jesus. I'm so fucking tired.
Back in the old days
of Back in the NOM.
Remember how you could hack into Grand Theft Auto 3 and change the character, make it look like whatever?
Yeah.
My favorite part of Grand Theft Auto 3 was when you could hijack the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
And it just had that annoying song while you run over people. Those were the days.
Okay. Now, hold on. Let's just sit back. Now, Anvil, what did you think about that video?
Yes, what did you think of the trailer for Grand Theft Auto 5?
It intrigues me. It actually draws me into actually wanting to play the game. Because, you know, it goes from a very nice town to the violence actually taking over and taking, you know, what he calls retirement and taking it away from him. So that's probably what drags him in, is to save the town and his retirement place for his family. And it looks like it'd be very good.
Okay.
As long as, you know, the guy that they showed who you're supposed to be doesn't wear that little outfit the entire show. Or entire game. Orange pants with a funny looking sweater.
Which one was that?
He was working on the street.
Oh, him. Yeah. The Bill Cosby Huxtable sweater dude.
Yeah, he's wearing the Bill Cosby Huxtable sweater, but he's got orange pants on.
Ooh, Sergio Pudding Pop.
Don't eat the pudding. I have diarrhea.
So let us move on to sports.
Unga Badunga.
Yep. There really isn't much to talk about, though. Not much in the Boston sports world.
Well, I'm going to throw it out here like this, okay?
Okay.
First, next Saturday, November 12th, Songus Arena in Lowell, Massachusetts. Victory Promotions is putting on a huge event.
Yep.
Including the pro debut of a buddy of ours, Ricardo Georges from Team Prodelsa Ray.
Yes.
Quickly hop on to Victory Promotions on Facebook and sit there and get your tickets because they're selling out quick.
Yep.
He's making his pro debut against Carlos Neto, a world-class Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighter. There's going to be a bunch of guest appearances.
Yep.
There's going to be Butterbean, who everybody knows Butterbean.
Yep.
Johnny Ruiz, former heavyweight championship boxer.
Chuck O'Neill.
John Howard, Jorge Rivera, Rick Hahn.
So we got the whole fight card up on the Boston Bash Brigade site from the article that Anvil wrote. And we got people from Team Voodoo, the Hit Squad, the Factory, Rising Dragon, Prodelsa Ray, Cage Strikers. It's going to be a very, very exciting night.
With guests.
And also come on down and meet us from, you know, the Boston Bash Brigade. We'll be there.
Yep.
We're going to have a little setup going on so we can actually give you guys a little bit before the fight.
And if we're lucky, we might be getting some magnets in.
Yes.
We might have some, mini magnets and whatnot. I think $2 a pop.
Yep.
$2 a pop, yeah.
Yes. We'll be selling magnets for $2 a pop. So.
And we got our little giveaway things, like, you know, just to say, hey, this is our website, check it out, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, Bruins are back in action tonight. Should be a good game. They've had a few days off to rest, relax, and catch on to what's going on with them.
Yes, R&R is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And they are going against Toronto.
Ooh, Toronto Maple Leafs. Should be a good game. You know, we're up there in Toronto.
Ooh, Castle, so. You suck. No, it's good.
Yes.
Hey, that's our buddy Damien's team.
They suck even more. Yeah. Love you, Damien.
No, yeah. No. Fucked up. Awesome band.
Yep.
Down with the Maples. Love you, buddy.
So, the Red Sox have been made it official last week. Ben Charrington is the general manager. Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
They've brought in a couple of guys who I've already mentioned before, but they have two more guys coming in this week.
Really?
Mike Maddox, who's okay. the older brother of Greg Maddox.
Yep.
Mike was the last coaching spot. He was a pitching coach for the Texas Rangers.
Scary. Mm-hmm. Very scary.
And a name that I think we all know here is the other candidate.
Where?
Sandy Alomar Jr.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Who doesn't like Sandy Alomar? But in my opinion, out of the four guys that we've had so far, it's either going to go to Mike Maddox or the guy whose name I can't pronounce and I will not attempt. I know, I'm a horrible sports director. I can't pronounce names. Mm-hmm. But the other gentleman, his last coaching spot was as the bench coach for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Interesting.
Yes.
I'm not happy about that. Phillies suck.
They've won a couple.
No, they still suck.
Shut up!
Well, at least they're not from, like, the Padres.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Or Pirates. But anyways.
Ooh.
But another P that I would like to talk about right now is the Patriots.
Oh, yes. They had to go to the bathroom. All right, so they dropped a game last week to the
fucking Steelers.
Steelers. But it happened. It's football. Any given Sunday, it's not like we got destroyed. It was a close game.
Yeah.
Raffles a bugger. Raffles a bugger.
If the league could, they'd be taking 2 points off of what the Steelers scored.
Yeah. That safety was bullshit.
They called it an illegal bat. You're not allowed to move a ball by batting it.
So we win?
No, we still lost.
Raffles a burger.
But
you
it
suck.
Should have been, you know.
Raffles got their burger.
What's up, Raffles a burger?
Why couldn't you have permanently injured yourself in that motorcycle accident? Anyways.
Ooh.
He did. Have you seen what he looks like? Freddy Krueger, you know, gets more dates.
Yeah,
that's why he had to take advantage of that girl.
Yep. Anyways.
Thank you.
We have an audience laughter now. I don't think that was intended, but for that one, but it worked perfectly.
Yes.
Yeah, but I have to say that hopefully the Patriots will be able to step up, kick ass, take games this weekend.
Yeah, you know? Playing the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does anybody remember the last time we saw this team?
Super Bowl.
Anybody remember the time that we saw them before that?
No.
No.
That's when Randy Moss and Tom Brady set the record.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
We were over at your house eating lasagna, getting drunk.
Dude, we need to get some lasagna up again.
We need to do that again.
Oh, man.
I remember the episode title, Fuck the Movies, Let's Get Some Lasagna.
Yep.
That was a classic episode.
That was a good day.
Oh, lasagna.
Yes.
And alcohol. Lasagna and alcohol is great.
Let's do it for, like, Thanksgiving weekend.
We're going on a diet.
I'm going to be working, probably. Yeah.
I'm going to be at a strip club.
Woo!
Getting stuffed with some
tea. Back to stuff, kidding. I wish. But just, yeah. All right, so I guess we're done with sports?
No.
What?
Sports.
I ain't done yet.
Yes, okay. You are.
So the NBA players are actually discussing right now decertifying as a union, which I'm surprised they haven't done this for, you know, already.
They're going to be decertifying each other in the face.
No.
Hard.
It makes it harder to get a season.
Yeah, exactly. Because now they're all complaining within each other, not just at the coaches.
I think it was funny that ESPN was going all about it. It's like, oh yeah, today, this is who would have been playing. Oh, that would have been a great game. That would have been an awesome game. You know what? Miami Heat probably would have won this one. But that, I'm just saying. You know, it was just one of those things.
The NBA has become a joke.
It is a joke right now.
It's now a joke. It's going to be years before people start taking it seriously again. I think Shaq made a smart move by retiring before any of this actually happened.
Yeah, well, at least he got his money worth. But yeah. For the most part, it's one of those things where these guys are, you know, okay, yes, it is a pretty grueling game. You're playing on almost a daily basis. It's like 1 minute you're probably, you know, in Texas. The next minute you're in Boston. Holy crap, you know, the time zones is messing with your system. I can understand that. But to ask as much money as they get, what the hell are you going to spend it on? Like, okay, hold on. If you get $1 million, right? $1 million can put you through college, no problem. another $1 million? Okay, hell, you can, you know,
house,
buy a
car,
house.
And
yes. House and a car. You don't need the friggin' nice, you know, ridiculous vehicles that they always buy.
You can just get a nice apartment if you want to.
Well, you know, I know Italy had offered Kobe Bryant $1 million to play in one game. I was like, what?
All right, so let's put it this way.
Well, it's Italy, remember.
Yeah, it is Italy.
But still.
But, I mean, with this setup that they're doing, it's like, how much do you think, I mean, you know, with all the money that you do make, with all the sponsors, even on the sponsors on the side, all that money, you're never going to spend it in your lifetime. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, maybe you're looking for your family to go on from this, but it's not looking good for the dollar right now. So that $1 million won't probably be anything.
And these guys who are making millions of dollars a year going, oh, now we have to get jobs at, like, Home Depot and...
Actually, that's what Delonte West is doing.
That's why I was referencing it.
Delonte West is working at Home Depot. I actually kind of want to go and find the one and ask him if he can find me a hammer.
Yep.
Like, excuse me, can you help me find a hammer? All right, which one's the best for the job I'm doing? What are you doing? I want to break down a mountain.
Yes.
And they're like, fine, I don't want a hammer anymore. I want some nails.
But I don't know. It's going to be years before I can look at NBA without snickering or laughing at them.
But you have to remember, NHL had a lockout just a few years back.
Yes.
That had different circumstances.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, they were poor.
Yeah.
They were legitimately poor.
Uh-huh.
Nobody went to watch hockey.
Yep. But now they do.
Well, finally.
Yes, finally.
All right, well, let's move on to something that's got a little chubby going on in the duck here.
Well, not a chubby, it's a chuckle.
Dude, you've been excited about this for a few days now.
This is hilarious. So
Detroit doesn't like the duck.
They like me plenty.
That's not what I heard.
It's Detroit.
They have duck confit and Peking duck and French fried duck.
Nope. So
duck fats.
So anyway, for the Detroit Lions, they're playing a game on Thanksgiving. So that means they're going to be trying to plan a big halftime show.
Well, they always play on Thanksgiving.
Yes. So you would think, okay, it's Detroit. You got Kid Rock. You got Eminem. You've got Iggy Pop and the Stooges. You got bands like that. You can even have Kiss come on and do Detroit Rock City. You know what the NFL did?
No.
You know who the NFL chose?
No.
Fucking Nickelback.
Kurt Vile?
Actually, Kurt Vile would be a step up compared to Nickelback.
I would say Puddle Mudd. Puddle Mudd would be so much better.
Yes.
The bodies hit the floor.
No,
that's Drowning Pool.
That's Drowning Pool. Puddle Mudd was kind of like knuckle bumping with like Kid Rock and
Oh, shit. That's right. Okay. Well, I don't know why I just got
I'd say up. Uncle Cracker. Hell yeah!
Did Kid Rock and Uncle Cracker. But no, they went with Nickelback. And Detroit isn't happy about this. And there's actually a petition at change.org. And this is exactly word for word what this says. This game is nationally televised. Do we really want the rest of the U.S. to associate Detroit with Nickelback?
Yes.
Detroit is home to so many great musicians. And they chose Nickelback?
Yeah.
Does anyone even like Nickelback?
No.
I forgot they existed.
Is this some sort of ploy to get people to leave their seats during halftime to spend money on alcoholic beverages and concessions?
I would say so.
This is completely unfair to those of us who purchase tickets to the game. At least the people who watch this at home can mute their TVs. The Lions ought to think about their fans before choosing such an awful band to play at halftime.
I was thinking shove a pencil in my ear would be better. Yeah.
Ooh. It doesn't end there.
Oh no.
Winnipeg Free Press wrote something about Nickelback when Commissioner Gary Bettman was saying about putting him on the bill for the NHL face-off season opening ceremonies. This is from the Winnipeg Free Press. As people who love music and love Winnipeg even more, we have a request. Please ensure this does not happen. The return of the NHL to Winnipeg is something we have been dreaming about for 15 years. Please do not sully the celebration with the presence of a band whose existence is antithetical to the very concept of celebration.
Yeah.
Canada hates Nickelback, which means everybody hates Nickelback.
Let's put it this way. It's sad right now, but I think we can actually agree with Canada. Holy shit.
Wait, we have a phone call from Starvin' Marvin.
Are you ready for this?
But according to Starvin' Marvin,
yeah.
They would rather see Nickelback leave the face of the earth than eat in his village.
Yeah, that's true.
You see, you know what's sadder? I think a halftime show consisting of the Kardashian sisters.
Who?
Kardashians.
The Kardashians.
Kardashians.
The Kardashian sisters shooting ping pong balls out of their hoo-has would be more entertaining and more better watching than seeing Nickelback before.
Actually, I'm going to lie, it's even better to watch them shoot Nerf footballs.
Why did you mention ping pong balls? Because you're a whore. Anyways.
Wait, let me a whore?
Okay, miniature whore in training.
Is it you're sad that sergeant. Is it sad that Justin Bieber would be a step up from Nickelback?
Wait. Speaking of Justin Bieber, did y'all hear that he might be a daddy?
I doubt it.
That's what I heard.
But is it sad that we put the Nickelback fans on the same level as Juggalos?
Oh, I'll put them below Juggalos. I will put them below Juggalos.
You hate something more than Juggalos.
I can actually say that, but I mean, for the most part, even though now that you sent me that whole thing about the FBI putting Juggalos as a actual gang, finally, which they should have been already affiliated as a gang, you know what? Screw the freaking leaders of ICP because of the fact that, oh, they don't associate with us and we're not a gang. Dude, your freaking music teaches them to go and steal shit. They go and steal shit. They go and try to act cool when they're acting like assholes.
Yes.
So
they don't shower or do any of this. Okay. Maybe they had a tiny little moment in the spotlight when they worked with Jack White.
Or that was when they were with Disney. Of all places, Disney. Yes, ICP was with Disney for a little while.
The Great Mikado, which had an intro by Alice Cooper. That was their only good album.
Only good album. After that, nope. And their ass clown posse with their little rubbing elbows with Twisted, they're freaking just as dumb. So screw Juggalos, and they can all die. All
right, then. Is that it for sports? And music thrown in there?
Go Boston Bandits.
Yeah.
Playing in the Super Bowl today. Bring home Boston, baby.
All right. So why don't we stick a fork into this podcast? Unless there's anything else you guys want to talk about.
T sucks.
T sucks.
The
MBTA.
The MBTA has always been sucking.
Yeah, but it's been sucking even worse.
All right, this is like the fourth or fifth installment of it, but yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's put it this way. I was trying to, you know, get off the MBTA, the green line, the other day, and the asshole closed the door kept the door closed on us. He did not open the door because of the fact that he didn't want people coming into the back area. And he didn't even mention anything about coming to the front. And then there was one point where the door looked like it was going to open, and then it closed again.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't even put my arm out there to get out. So yeah. I got dropped off a stop ahead of where I was, and then I had to get back, and I yelled at the guy that was on the other train because the other guy was such an idiot.
Yeah.
It just, yeah.
And then, the other morning, me and Blue, we went to meet up because, you know, we were both work overnight.
Yeah.
And I spent 42 minutes sitting on a train.
Yeah, I sat on the train and I counted about 20 trains that went by me before he finally got to me.
Yep.
42 minutes just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
I could have ran on the tracks and gotten to him quicker.
Yep.
I mean, it was just absolutely ridiculous. And now it's getting to the point where now with the working overnights, I know where to park. And we're able to get home a hell of a lot faster.
Oh, yeah, it takes us like 10 minutes from Boston to Atlanta.
It's not even funny. That was a funny thing. He looked down for 2 seconds on his cell phone, and we already got on the Route 1. He's like, dude, we're already halfway home. And it's like, yep.
And then I had this one train driver. Now, I understand we all have it, but this gentleman suffered from severe flatulence.
Oh, fuck.
And you could tell by the bowl that was sitting next to him, he had chili. But he wasn't just sitting there and like, squeak. He was leaning his body over, aiming it towards the crowd.
Excuse me 1 second. Don't. Okay. It looked like a...
I like trains.
I like trains. What you're trying to say was like that guy trains. Was like doing. Like trains. All right, like trains.
I like trains. I like trains.
Yes, apparently so.
Duck likes trains.
But the guy. No,
this dude does.
But the so the guy was basically a World War II artillery gun in slow motion. That's basically what you're saying. He was like, doom. That's basically what he's doing.
Took the artillery gun and mix it with a flamethrower.
Oh, yowzer.
And make the canister.
So it's truck. Like it's like the flaming mortar from friggin' toy soldiers.
Yes.
on Gatling gun speed.
Yowzer.
Yes.
That's a lot of flames.
Guess what? He likes trains. He likes trains. Okay.
He likes trains.
All right, so let's end this now.
Yes. Remember, visit our website at BostonBashBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. If you have any questions, comments, anything you want us to talk about, you can reach us at TheBastards@BostonBashBrigade.com. I'm on Twitter at King_Baby_Duck. Amble's on at Amble63. Nuwanik, come on!
Do
no.
It. No.
Just do it.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
No. We're on Facebook. You just have to type it up at the top of your search bar, and you find us.
Facebook.com/ Boston Bash Brigade.
Yep. You just find us out that way, and, MySpace.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I'm tired of MySpace. I have to say that we're on Ustream as well. We got the videos up on there. Next to that, I'm going to start doing some more video editing of, maybe some of the past shows and whatnot, so I could kill some time when I'm sitting there in the middle of the night going, why can't I do anything?
Yep.
So, that's what I have to say. Now for your long-ass one.
I've always wanted to know why I get the big one.
Nickelback sucks. Anyways.
You got the long one because in the original promo you had it, too. Which was shorter. Which, by the way, we should probably update that damn promo in the beginning of our episodes.
Yeah, because mine starts short, and then you guys should start throwing everything else onto mine.
All right, fine. I'll get a couple of them, okay?
All right, we'll start changing it. Check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at whatever their new email address is.
ESH.co.
There we go.
Well, at least it's not UK. Mm-hmm. And then let's see.
Geek Aggro,
yes.
Issues Program.
The Vagabonds.
We're adding on right now Team Videl Sarray's thing. We're working on getting Design with Charm, which is from Matt the Wad.
Yep.
Richo's Photography.
Get Punched.
Also check out CageTitansFC.com.
Yep.
And also don't forget, Victory Promotions Online. Check it out. Great event.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. You'll see us there next week. But trust me, you won't regret it.
Yeah, it's going to be some awesome fights.
Yes.
Come see True Talent. And quite possibly next UFC fighter.
Definitely.
And it won't be the Duck, I promise.
I can't fight, so no, I won't do it.
Yeah, that's why he has us around.
That's true. Is that why he doesn't pay us a salary?
Alright, why don't we go down some other ones. Japan Files, Game Hounds, Dead Pixel Live, Gamer Reaction, Gaming Angels, I'm sorry. The Married Gamers. We're cool with the guy with the glasses? No shit.
Well, I think we just have him on there.
Oh, okay.
And don't forget, Nostalgic Critic is always awesome.
Yep.
Don't forget our lovely friend, Rachel Moore.
Yes, Rachel Moore.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Rachel Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm an atheist, too. She would make me say that.
Yes.
And for Rachel Moore, I have to say, giddy, giddy, goo.
Yep.
Giddy.
She's proof that stupid men's health article that they published last week is a lie.
And in the words of Cookie Monster...
Oh, no.
Remember, he's into rap now. You didn't know that?
No.
I got 99 cookies because a bitch ate one.
Oh. God damn it.
I love that picture.
All right.
Hold on, run up and shirt off my pants. All
right, we're done.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Alright, so until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Gluonic.
This is Angel.
Saying sayonara, bitches. We are the Bastards.
Well, he's
a bastard.